James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. We've got a great show. We have the infamous Mil Kay on our show. I've listened to quite a few of her shows, and it's funny because I follow the questioning that she does and everything. I have the same questions, and it's like we're on the same wavelength, you know. So it's I love to see that happening. She's had some awesome people on her show, and I think she's one of the most well-informed people as far as what's happening on the planet right now. So without any further ado, I want to get to Mel. So Mel, what's going on out there? It's so crazy right now.
I know. Hi, even- James. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a treat. I know it's crazy times. It's crazy times, but I'm seeing the tide turning. I'm connecting some dots out there and seeing the bigger picture come into, I think, play as we speak. And I am feeling positive and hopeful at this point after a few days of feeling very confused. And apparently Donald Trump's team is presenting their evidence right now to the sham impeachment. Yeah. And hopefully that will open some eyes, we hope. But every day the Biden regime is in there, if the American people aren't waking up to, you know, that he's hook, line, and sinker in with the Great Reset and the one world government plan and trying to basically push our country into communism, then they're just not awake. You know, yeah. I mean,
it's almost like I've been wondering, you know, does the Biden administration actually work for Trump? Because
I know
they're doing everything possible to totally destroy, you know, their administration.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and not just that, they're not just making our country less safe, they're making the world less safe in a month. And, yeah. You know, again, he keeps I don't even know what is going on with that, but he keeps pointing the finger again at Russia. Like, as it does he not first of all, the whole Russia thing was to not point the finger to the real people they were working with, which is the CCP and Iran, all through the Obama regime and the Clinton regime and all of them. And then they're pointing the finger at Russia, and Putin he's had it. What does he think that at some point Putin's not going to say, you know what, screw you, Joe Biden in the US. I have a good relationship with China and Iran and I don't need you. I mean, yeah. That's what they're doing. The whole Russia hoax was just to point the finger at Russia. You know what I like about Putin? Putin cares about Russia.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I like about Trump. Trump cares about America. What's increasingly obvious is that our government does not care, nor respect, nor seem to like we the people. And at some point along the way, they have seemed to have forgotten that we the people are their bosses. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big frustration right now, more than anything else, is it's very clear that they're not working for us. This government that's in DC right now, the defunct corporation of the District of the United States, is working against we the people of America, and it's unbelievable.
Have you heard? Did you hear Putin's speech? I think his Christmas speech, where he just totally called out the New World Order, and yeah. I guess at Davos, Xi Jinping and Trump both called out the New World Order and said, we're not going your direction. We're not going to be doing that.
Yep.
And I was told a long time ago, this was 3 or 4 years ago, that there is an agreement, and I hope I'm not letting any cats out of the bag, but mm-hmm. between Russia and Trump and Xi Jinping.
Yeah, that's what I'm told as well. They got together.
Yeah, and this is all smoke and mirrors what we're seeing. Is smoke and mirrors, and it's probably they're just going to let it get so bad that there's that 20% of the unconscious are going to figure it out and go, okay, wait a minute, you know, this is not what we voted for. They have voter's remorse, and even the Black Lives Matter folks are going after Biden because he stiffed him, you know.
Right. Well, don't forget, in more ways than one, because where did all the money that was donated to Black Lives Matter go? it went to Act Blue, which then put it into Joe Biden's campaign. None of that money went to Black lives. The Black communities are being destroyed in this pandemic. And their murder rates sky high. Their kids aren't being educated. They're living in war zones. I thought that the Black lives mattered, but apparently nobody's helping them. And that's who also the corporate owned, the cabal owned corporations that jumped right on the Black Lives Matter thing. And, you know, it's really become honestly like a war on white men. It's not even, but it hasn't helped the Black community at all. It's a color revolution. They've been doing it all over the world. It's always the same people. It's always, Soros, Clinton Foundation, all these NGOs that, you know, really, really are corrupt as can be. They're like big money laundering groups. And then, you know, the United Nations really is, was infiltrated a long time ago by the CCP. If you look at who's running the most important committees at the United Nations right now, most of them are Chinese nationals, which is ridiculous because they have no loyalty to the UN, only to the CCP. That's their oath is to the CCP over God and everything else, especially the United Nations. But for me, I've always looked at the United Nations as what it is, which is it was installed there by Rockefeller to push America into the one world government that they all have planned, which is, you know, very obvious. If you look at Agenda 2030 or the Great Reset or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, this is about enslaving humanity, which it's all the COVID was all part of it. And it ain't going to happen. And not just because we're not going to allow it to happen. And I have ideas of what I think is going on behind the scenes, but the rest of the world isn't going to let it happen. And every day we're seeing leaders around the world, Macron yesterday, Putin, all these leaders around the world have come out and said and condemned what's going on in America. Even Merkel coming out and saying America's not going to be a communist country. What is this lunatic doing? And it's getting to a fever pitch even more outside of America. There's still a lot of people inside America that are asleep and watching CNN and MSNBC, unaware that they're in on it. Look, this is a giant crime against humanity. But the crime against humanity that to me is even more disturbing is the mental health, psychological, and spiritual crime that I feel the mainstream media is facilitating for very nefarious people that are actually the ones that are guilty of crimes. You know, I keep talking about the Epstein boomerang, and it's much bigger than people think. And a lot of these people that are running these TV networks are involved, and they will be exposed. And then so many people in our government and Hollywood are connected to that case. And that case goes all the way up to the election fraud. So, you know, it's just, we are watching a movie at this point and watching it play out. But I agree with you. When I was in DC and talked to some of the National Guard and saw what was going on, more than one made it clear to me that they are not there to protect the government, that they are there to protect the Constitution and we the people from the government. So, and now you have all these people coming out, like senators and congressmen. We don't know why they're here. Well, it's much bigger than them. And we have a military industrial complex. Every country has two factions. But I believe, as you just said, that there's an alliance that got together to take down everyone's enemy, which is the global banking cabal run out of Switzerland. And they are also the ones that are behind the Great Reset and that own our private Fed, which is also the private Fed, which is owned by the Vatican and the Rothschild banking City of London cabal is fighting for their lives, and they're not going to win. And that's where we are right now. We have them cornered. Trump has so much evidence on these people. It's unbelievable where Durham and Huber and even Jeff Sessions and all these people are. I have no idea, but I know that these people aren't getting away with it.
we know where the FBI is. you know,
corrupt to the core. Well, that's why a lot of people that I do speak to say that because the District of Columbia, the corporation of the United States, is bankrupted and Trump ended it. Even though they're still pretending that they're in power, they have no money. They have no power. And actually, it is a fact that they are a foreign-owned entity that is on American soil working against our country. And most of them will, if you remember, the enemy combatant back and forth with Kavanaugh and Lindsey Graham. These are enemy combatants, because if you all this nonsense about the election fraud being debunked and stuff, all you have to do is read D&I Radcliffe's report, and it's very clear what happened. So,
I mean, I've watched the film. I mean, I've watched the videos of the, you know, real time showing the hacking and the votes being changed and everything else. Just massive, massive. I think it was, what, six countries involved?
Yeah, yeah. And the biggest was, honestly, the Vatican. And the Vatican had their money seized. So then the Vatican, you find out, took a whole bunch of money from the CCP. And a lot of this was in the press, but people just don't connect the dots. Mm-hmm. Because G, who I believe is playing both sides and is not aligned with the Communist Party anymore, but we shall see. But I believe that he's in that alliance that is really the ones that are doing everything right now. Because a lot of our military industrial complex, you know, turned on the people a long time ago. And certainly since HW was in there. Yeah. And, you know, our CIA has always been, I call them communists in America, but they've always been against us. That what they've done all over the world, these color revolutions, ousting democratically elected, you know, leaders all over the world to place in their George Soros, Clinton Foundation, One World Order picks. You know, and they go into these countries, they open a central bank, they put everyone in debt slavery. Next thing you know, it's a trafficking hub for black ops, which is exactly what's going on in Myanmar right now. A good mirror of what's happening here is what's happening there, oddly enough.
Yeah, they've got, I know, I was looking into, I have some sources, I have different sources, seen and unseen. And I was looking into some things, and it looks like they totally cleaned up the White House, the underground there.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. There was a lot of digging going on when we were up there already.
And some of the, there's two different ships there. Some were the higher dimensional, the Pleiadians, and the other benevolent ones. And then there actually were some reptilian ships that were filmed. And I saw that and I go, those aren't good. That's not good. And so I asked why they were there. And they said, well, they did make an agreement. Some of them could leave. And the ones that didn't leave, they took out, they just took them out.
Right.
And so I go, that those ships do not look good. They do not feel good. And then they explain that to me. So there is an alliance going on where it's a multidimensional alliance to clean this up. And this has happened in other places. And this is, Earth is way out in the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're out in the boondocks, and everybody kind of fled here, and now they're cleaning this one up, you know?
Yeah. Thank God, because a lot of people don't really believe that. I think that there's a fundamental thing where most people don't want to believe in evil at all.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big problem. And that's why it's unfolding as it is, to kind of expose the evil as it comes. Because as you and I know, and they've tried not to teach our children for the last 20 years, is that the only thing that ever came from communism and socialism is 100 million dead innocent people.
Yeah.
And so also, you know, they've really dumbed down our education system, and not just the colleges, K-12 too. And what we're seeing now is two generations of very brainwashed students that kind of we didn't really pay attention as it was happening. And now we wonder how. And that's why when people ask me, you know, what can I do? What should I do? Da, da, da. You know, when's it going to happen? And my two answers are, it's going to happen when there's going to be the least collateral damage of humanity. And that's not up to us. And I trust in the alliance, because I know that their mission really, above all else, was to free all these children all over the world. This has been a very unsafe world, planet, for children for far too long. And my feeling, like you said, is that when I believe when Trump had the G7 and invited Putin and they all went crazy, that Trump presented everyone from all over, Modi,
Modi's Abe,
that he presented all the evidence on who was involved, the international elite child trafficking, human trafficking ring, which also includes obviously drugs and guns and all of that. But, you know, when you put it all together, it's always the same you know, the same people. It's just always the same people. And if people aren't putting together the dots, they really need to do their own research, because all you have to do is track where the Clinton Global Initiative went, and then track where they're joined by Soros and this international crisis group and all of that. Mm-hmm. One of the places being Myanmar, Haiti, Somalia, Libya, you know, all these places, yeah. They didn't belong. And they go on as if they're humanitarians. Also the Gates Foundation, big part of it. And they all go in there and they build ports and they, you know, create their little debt slavery, and they steal all the resources, and they place whoever they want to be running the country, not who the people of that country chose. Mm-hmm. This has gone on and on, and over now 20 years worth of that happening. And then what happens next? It ends up being a giant child trafficking hub. And if people can't put that together, see, you and I know, and I've done the work and the research to know that it's about rituals and satanic stuff and adrenochrome and all of this. And none of it is a conspiracy theory. It's absolutely true. And these Canaanites, that's what I call them, because, you know, people mistake it and say that they're Jews. I say, no, they're Canaanites. They believe, doesn't matter if we believe it, they believe that they are the spawn of Satan, the serpent, and Eve. And part of that is this sacrificing and bloodletting of children. It's been going on for thousands of years. It's just people don't want to believe that it's still going on. And because it's the elite, which also hoard all the money, you know, there's the Rothschild banking cabal is sitting on $23 quadrillion last I saw the figures of what, and that's our money, first of all. Second of all, every single corner of this planet could be thriving with their own farms, their own resources, their own, you know, everything that they've stolen from so many places in Africa and the Caribbean, honestly, and all over. There's plenty of money for no famine, no, all this stuff that they want for depopulation. Who are they to choose? God decides, you know, and they, this, especially Gates, plays God. And what they've done to this planet is really unbelievable. And I do believe we're at the cusp of it being exposed, because at this point it can't not.
Yeah, I think I do believe that there is a time where it, you know, it is being exposed on a massive level right now. It's really coming out there, you know, definitely due to the works of you and many others out there that are covering this, that are stepping forward. And I've seen people that I thought were never going to get it are flipping right now. And they're going, this is really bad. This is wrong. I can't believe. And a long time ago, I was meditating and I, it's a long story. You don't really know my story, but I died a couple times and came back. And it's a long story. And 5 years old, I was in the hospital dying, and Mary came to me and actually healed me. She totally healed me. And it was a long story, but, you know, I was supposed to be dead basically. I've always had a strong affinity and connection to that energy. And I have to have photographs of her appearing in my house and things like that. It's pretty crazy. But she said that they went down this road of decadence to the ultimate slap in the face to Creator. And that's what they did to the children.
Right.
And she said that's we're done. We're done with that. We're coming together. And I've noticed there's this just big, huge alliance of women's groups, and almost all the groups that are set up to put an end to all this pedophile and child trafficking, they're women. Most of them are women.
Yeah, a lot are. You know, the sad thing is that some of these groups, though, are actually trafficking children. You know, a lot of them are saving children and women being trafficked. But then there are the big NGOs, oftentimes connected with these different foundations. And that's where, you know, also another where place Jeffrey Epstein comes in is he knows all of that, and he knows the network, and he knows where everything is. And I keep telling people that are worried it's not going to happen, I keep saying, but look at who is in prison right now. There are several people that are in prison that know everything about this and are going to spill the beans to save themselves, which is what criminals and Satanists always do. They don't care about you. So, you know, that's what's happening too. There have been a tremendous amount of child trafficking arrests recently, and it's not an accident all over the world.
Well, the ones that Trump established, you know, the committees to deal with this are mostly women. That's what I was talking about before. But
definitely
a lot of these organizations that are Save the Children or whatever are actually the opposite, like you're saying. You know, it's everything's opposite. You know, I wanted to get into Gates a little bit. I've had some run-ins with him here in Washington, but you know, that guy has the most evilest snicker or laugh, and then he talks about mass genocide and then snickers and laughs and the second pandemic coming and everything else. I mean, the guy's either a prophet or he caused it, but you know, obviously everything goes back to him and Fauci as far as the money, you know, in Wuhan, the labs, where they make them more virile. I'm losing the word for it.
I know what you're saying.
Gain of function.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All the gain of function research.
Yeah.
Which is illegal.
Right.
In the United States.
Fauci was told to stop even by Obama's administration, and he didn't.
Yeah.
And then to know that Fauci is the highest paid federal employee of all of the federal employees.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that too. Also, Fauci wrote an op-ed that I saw and I have about the 1912 Spanish flu and said that it was so deadly because of the masks.
Bacterial pneumonia.
Right, right.
Yeah, everybody died of bacterial pneumonia, right. Not the masks.
Exactly. Yeah, no, this Fauci, well, here's the problem with Gates. First of all, his father basically created Planned Parenthood and they're eugenicists. And they believe in this whole depopulation is a total fallacy. There are not too many people on the planet. There's just 300 to 3,000 of very greedy sociopaths at the top of the heap, him being one of them, would like full control over the planet and the people on this planet. And that requires for them to cut down the population so it can be more easily controlled, which I believe the COVID is part of that, because if you look into the Rockefeller Project Lockstep that they put out, I think in 2010, it's exactly what this is. And it breaks it down. And then he did a simulation of the pandemic, Event 201, where he went over also the whole media strategy to cause people to fear so much and all of this. And the on top of that, if you look at the Gates Foundation and then you look at their umbrella of everything underneath them, basically they give money to things that they own under the guise of being these great philanthropists.
Yeah.
Well, no, they give money to people either to control them, like the media or Council of Foreign Relations, people, fellows, you know, think tanks, this and that, or their NGOs. But then really, if you look at all of Bill Gates's investments, you just see that he's just pushing money from one thing to another under the guise of humanitarian philanthropy, which is their ultimate trick. Of the Satanists. And then on top of that, I don't know if you've ever looked into the Lucis Trust, which is the base of the UN, still has a meditation room over there. It is, it's the plans for a one world order, but it's Luciferian based. Mm-hmm. And the biggest donor to the Lucis Trust is also Bill Gates. So, you know, that's why I say you have to connect the dots. Another thing Bill Gates is very involved in is who started Common Core? Bill Gates, to dumb down our children so that they just recite data, facts, and facts according to Bill Gates and his cohorts and Eric Schmidt and all the people in the good club. And it really was to collect our children's data and dumb them down to a point where basically they're not able to use logic and reason and connect the dots in order to actually free themselves from this matrix that they've created surrounding everyone and trapping everyone in, and then the debt slavery and all that. But I mean, there's literally a club of these billionaires that actually truly believe that they are God. They don't believe in God. They believe that they are God. Yeah. And it's very at the very top of Hollywood, at the very top of our government, but even bigger, it's really at the top of all banking. And that's really what it's about. Greed, money, all the things that shouldn't matter are how they control us by making it just a constant I think this too about like, you know, a lot of the, like the whole Kardashians and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just all been about, you know, distracting humanity from what really matters while they go ahead and try to force us into this great reset. And Bill Gates is to me, the worst of the worst in terms of what's happening right now.
Between him and the CCP, they finance the WHO, you know, the CDC,
right.
And people
Soros.
People think these are federal organizations, or they're not, you know, they're our government. They're not. They're private. You know, they have all the patents. They have all the everything. They're really raking in the money.
Yeah.
And then
the CDC. CDC too, private, run by Big Pharma, and they're telling us what to do. Really?
Yeah. No vested interest there. You
no,
know?
None.
And these, you know, I want to go into these vaccines, and the latest thing that they're trying to do now is the butt swab. And I'm going, what does a butt swab have to do with upper respiratory disease? You know, and that's another just dehumanizing things. Okay.
Exactly.
You have to expose your butt and your children's butt to people you don't even know. And I hate to say it, but they have this weird affinity with the butt, and
I know they
and
do.
You can follow that down the line, but you know, it's I don't know. You just watch that and you just go, how far does this have to go before, you know, are you going to line your kids up and pull their panties down and have some creep, you know, creep
I know.
By and stick something up their butt, you know?
Meanwhile, meanwhile, the PCR test doesn't even work, and the inventor of it said that. And then mysteriously died, like anyone who says anything they don't want you to hear, apparently. And that's so crazy about the butts. And I thought the same thing about them and their butts. But I have to say that the other thing is that we should have informed consent before we ever put anything in our bodies. And they're not giving that with this. And then if you go on the Moderna website, it clearly says it's not a vaccine, it's an operating system. And people are waiting in line to put some kind of operating system, again, Bill Gates' money can be traced there and all of the same usual suspects, into their body. Meanwhile, the guy who created it says that our planet should be 10 to 15% less people. So people are trusting this and putting an operating system. And then you just think about Microsoft and the computer. And, you know, you got the computer, then he put a virus in your computer. So then you had to buy the antivirus, and then you buy the antivirus. And then again, then there's a new virus. Well, this is the same playbook, except for it's humans.
They're going to crash. Yeah. I know I've seen that also too. The swabs, they're finding now there's all kinds of nanoparticles and crazy stuff on the swabs themselves.
Right.
And it's just sticking them way up your nose up there. That's, you know, they're breaking the blood.
Exactly. And they're collecting your blood. Don't, you know, and I'm sure some of your viewers do that. These people, the whole blood thing is a big deal, and they're looking for their bloodlines. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a part of it. And then with all the adrenochrome and all of that people think isn't true. And it's absolutely true. These people feed off of the blood of humans. And it's all very scary. Also sticking that one that went way up your nose, you know, it's puncturing the brain and stuff, and probably going for your pineal gland, because that's what their pineal gland, which is their thing. Yeah.
It's it has nanoparticles on it. Yeah, the swab itself has nanoparticles. They've already dissected them and go, what the heck is this, you know, on here, and other things as well. So it just seems like all the prevention things that they're doing are actually causing more damage than good, and in some cases becoming fatal.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the mask. And you think about it, okay, how many people have been killed because of lack of oxygen and doing something stupid, or walking out in front of a car, or crashing their car, running a stoplight, you know, whatever. And then the suicide rate and for the lockdowns. And it's just insane. Everything they're doing, it just seems, if you get back and look at it as an observer, and you look at this and you go, this is everything possible being done to just totally destroy an economy and a civilization.
Right. And then, you know, you have to ask yourself, was this about a virus, or was this about an election? Because 3 days after Joe Biden, faux Biden won, whatever he won, suddenly Pfizer has a vaccine. And then all these people are going to open. and the cases are dropping. And you know, it's too obvious that this was a plandemic. Like, and look at how many doctors and scientists and researchers got smeared, censored, lost their careers for trying to warn the people. And then it comes out 10 months later that hydroxychloroquine not only treats it, it prevents it.
Yeah.
And they, for 10 months, they acted like not only didn't it work, but it was dangerous, denying that almost everyone in Africa is on it to prevent malaria. So, you know, the hydroxychloroquine, holding that from the people, I think is another in a series of crimes against humanity here. And what I was told, and I believe you can look it up, Pompeo and the International Alliance did set up a modern day type of Nuremberg and for crimes against humanity. And I believe that things have been playing out. But if anyone deserves to be tried for crimes against humanity, I would say that it's Fauci and Gates. And, you know, Dr. Birx is on a interview the other day, and she says that Trump was purposely given false information. By who? You know, and then we find out that we know by who. And look, what I'm watching is, you know, every single day I'm seeing another thing that's saying connect the dots while they do the sham impeachment. Again, we the people paying for it, you know, and it's just, I don't know. It's coming to a head because it has to. People, let's wait till 2022. No, there was fraud, first of all. You know, remember the story was there was no fraud. Then there wasn't enough fraud to sway the election. Then we all see the videos. Then they tell us we're not seeing what we're seeing. And it's like, you know, how much fraud, any fraud should make the election invalid. You know,
well, it was so massive. The fraud was so massive on every level. And they just caught Senator Live. Was it, what was his name again? Senator
Mike Smirky.
Smirky or whatever. Did you see that one?
Mike Shirky.
Shirky, I think it is. Yeah, Shirky. But they videotaped him talking about how they stole the election, everything that they did, you know, and he was talking about other major leaders that were in on it.
Right.
And that's going viral on the internet right now. So, but the evidence is so overwhelming. It was such a massive, because the thing about Trump won hands down. I mean, it was a landslide. And so that's was the problem. The problem was he got so many votes that they weren't set up to take care of that. So they made a lot of mistakes. They had to move really quickly. They had to stuff a lot of ballots.
Right.
And so they got caught because they didn't realize it was such a massive endeavor to fix this election because, you know, what, 80% of the people were for Trump. So, but I tell people the big picture. I said, basically I see two things going on. One, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, the higher conscious energy is pressing in right now. And this is scientifically proven. I mean, we're moving through a highly energized place in space. We're getting slammed with coronal mass ejections. The Schumann resonance is off the scale.
Right.
Everything is being amplified. Everything, there's a quickening happening. Mm-hmm. And anything that's not frequency specific to this energy coming in, which carries with it universal law, it's conscious, it's higher consciousness. And it's going to push everything out of the way. And you're going to see, it's going to create chaos, which you're going to see. It's the apocalypse, everything being shown, everything being uncovered. And we're in that phase right now of it. Right. And I see that the bigger picture on that end. And then I see 80% of the people here in America that's saying, screw this. They're just waiting. You know, they're wait. If Trump did the insurrection thing and says, okay, guys, we're going to take back America, they are screwed.
And
people are holding back just because he said, wait. He told him to wait. And if he didn't say that right now, we'd already have a revolution.
Yeah, I agree. And the other part on top of that, I totally agree with all of that, is that there's a palpable energy going on outside. When I walk outside in New York City, I can feel it. And I have a friend who is one of the surviving stores in my neighborhood. He's from Yemen. And I went in yesterday and he goes, Mel, what's going on? It feels such weird energy and da da da. And I, And he doesn't know me well enough to know that I believe that. And I was like, I know. He's like, it's all over. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, nobody knows what's going on. It's the fog of war, basically. And Trump's the Sun Tzu fan that is looking weakest when he's strongest. Yeah. And, you know, also there was a need for them to certify the vote because that's high treason. Don't forget that they never ended the war on terror. So Trump has been a war president the entire time with extraordinary powers. If he was some kind of tyrant or despot, as they've painted him, which he's absolutely the opposite, but if he wants less government, but if he was that, he could have done plenty of things all along the way. When they burnt down our cities and our towns last summer in Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these people that are impeaching him for a siege that they planned, and it will come out that Pelosi, Schumer, and McConnell all knew about it 3 days before, that it was going to be infiltrated by Antifa types. They knew that. So everything that they're doing is so against the law. It's like, how much can you do that is totally illegal and against the American people? My thing is, all I see from these people, all of them, both sides, I feel like there's like 10 people in the entire DC that actually care about their constituents, and everyone else is just worried about their own crimes being exposed because, you know, most of them are blackmailed to like the hilt, especially in our justice system. Then on top of that, I believe that they're surrounded. I don't think at all that the National Guard are there for any other reason except for to, you know, keep this going while the transition is going on, and that these people, they know that they're caught. That's what I keep saying. Because a lot of people are worried there's going to be a false flag or this and that. Whatever the case may be, it's end game. That's why when that thing happened on Wall Street, that totally revealed how corrupt, fraudulent, and not for the people, not open the market is. I thought it was hilarious that it was a company called GameStop, because so many times it was like, do you want to play a game? Is this a game? Game theory. And then it was GameStop, you know? Yeah. And then there at the Super Bowl, there was a, which nobody talked about, of course, there was a giant human trafficking, sex trafficking bust. And that was called Game Over. So I'm thinking we're getting close to the end game. And I know Trump has all the Trump cards and he's held them closely and he has all the evidence. And like I told people, and you're telling people, it's not just Trump, it's worldwide. This cabal has infested, you know, the entire planet under their scheme to push us into this great reset. And I keep laughing because I keep saying the great reset is going to be the exact opposite of what they want. It's going to be, in my opinion, God willing, and I believe that God is in control here, that it's going to be people awakening to the point that they realize that there's no reason for war or famine, or, you know, every country should be thriving. Every country should have a leader that puts their country first. It's not selfish to put your country and your culture and your borders and your language first. That's actually good. And, you know, and the other thing that they've pushed so hard, this diversity thing, is the opposite. I honestly think diversity gives us flavor, but it's what we have in common. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, God, family, country, children. What we have in common is our strength, that we're all Americans, or we're all, you know, English, or we're all, you know, Greek or whatever. I think each country really deserves to be, you know, whatever they want to be, and that their culture and their religion and their language and everything should be, you know, nationalism and patriotism should be lauded, should be great. And, you know, they shame their whole MO, the UN, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, all one in the same. Their whole MO is that if you don't want to be a global citizen, then something's wrong with you and you're selfish or a bad person. Global, I don't even know what global citizen where, like to, for who, under whose guise, you know, or sustainability. Yeah. I always say for who is this for? This is not for the people of humanity. And, you know, I just think that they played their hand way, way too far. And God's had it. Like you said about Mary and God and all that, I just feel like it's biblical. We're way past the point where this can't. Yeah. This is just another situation. And like you said before, dark to light. We can't let it happen again because the Nazis didn't go away. They came to America with the help of some Americans, including Bush's father, an original Bush's father, mm-hmm. and with Operation Paperclip, and they started the UN. So it's yeah. still the same. It's still the same one world government, eugenics, yeah. Superior race mentality, but it doesn't include us. They think that all I see when I'm watching this impeachment nonsense is like they think we're so stupid. They really think yeah. that the people are stupid and somehow we don't see anything. And what's sad is it turns out to me, the more elite of an education you got and the more you're involved with the CFR and all these think tanks and all this stuff, but these institutes and the foundations, the more you are susceptible to just being a complete participant in something that is so anti-humanity. And, I just feel like we're being awakened and it's hard. People want answers, they want solutions, they want this and that. But, you know, like you said, it's not gonna be easy. And I think that the good guys out there want the least amount of damage that they can possibly yeah. have, which is why I think there's a lot of arrests going on behind the scenes. Because don't forget, my horrible mayor, I mean, mayor's worst, but my governor and all these governors in these democratic states that also put all the elderly at risk to up their numbers, they also let out a ton of criminals from jail. And nobody went to jail, at least not in New York, for Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So those people mm-hmm. are still out there. And they're the ones that sieged the Capitol, which will come out that it wasn't Trump supporters. But mm-hmm. on top of that, I just think that there will be a reckoning ahead, an awakening ahead, but you know that it has to be done as safely as possible because we have enemies within that are you know part of their community organization, Obama style. So
yeah, well, truth's like a pressure cooker. You know, the more you this other heat's heating it up. And you can hold it down as much as you can, but it's going to blow up in your face, you know, eventually. Right. And that's what's happening. It's coming forward and it's unstoppable. You know, I always tell people the Constitution totally lines up with the universal law.
Right.
And it was an experiment a long time ago, divinely inspired. Okay. Right. We're going to create a system here that is aligned with universal law or creator or whatever you want to call it. And we're going to try to work this thing out. Okay. Well, there's a lot of problems in the beginning, you know, because there is some genocide and other things, which, you know, noted. But overall, it does acknowledge all cultures, all people, freedom of religion, freedom of this. And then you got the zealot, the crazies, you know, they get in power and do stupid things, you know, and make decisions, you know, against, because my grandmother and great grandmother are Cherokee. So we're Scotch Irish Cherokee, you know, so it's kind of a weird mix. And I have a lot of Native American friends and I understand that side of it. And then I understand the other side and like this Hitler thing, it always starts out, you know, he starts out, he's a vegetarian, he's an artist, you know, he's this really nice guy and he wants to end disease and sickness and make the most advanced culture possible. And that's great. You know, that's a great idea. The problem is the means to get there was through genocide and through anything he didn't like didn't fit into his plan. He just did away with, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. That's why it's scary that Putin last week said that America looks like Germany in 1933 and people better open their eyes. And
yeah.
You know, I get letters from people all over the world, you know, Cuba, China, Russia, Yugoslavia, Iran, saying why don't the American people see what they're doing? They're trying to turn it into they're trying to have a Bolshevik revolution. They're trying to have impose communism on the American people, and I say mm-hmm. because American people have been so bombarded and dumbed down and gaslit. And our media no longer serves the people. They should have no immunity at all. To me, they're just dangerous propagandists at this point and committing a serious crime against humanity, the media, with their absolute lying for 4.5 years. You know, it's ironic that we're not allowed to question this election when they spent 4 years saying that Trump colluded with Russia when it's a lie. But saying it now makes you some kind of domestic terrorist.
I know it's obvious the reason they're attacking Russia right now is because Russia is the enemy. You know, Russia is the enemy of the New World Order.
Right.
And they have been for quite some time.
Right.
So that's why
they laughed at them. He laughed at them last week, the Great Reset.
Yeah.
And you know what? G also laughed at them. Like, no, it's not going to happen. That's why I think G's always been on both sides. But also,
this reset thing. Now there's different resets. The reset, the global New World Order guys, they have their reset. And
right.
And that's where everybody's going to own nothing. You know, that program and we're all going to clean up the planet, restore everything. And Greta is going to be our spokesman or whatever, you know, all that money going towards carbon credits is going to the same people that polluted everything. No solution there, but you look at that, but when I look at this whole thing, the way this is unfolding, I just go, oh my God, how can you not see this? And I think one of the biggest problems is that it's the people are critically thinking, research impaired and morally absent or something. I don't know. It's gotten to that level where it's so bad now that when you look at this, you just go, what happened to the inner sensitivity? What happened to the heart? What happened to be able to just look at something and go, this isn't right.
Right. You know, right.
Direct knowing, inner sensitivity or discernment, you know, where did that go? Because 2 seconds, I can sum these people. I can hear them say 3 or 4 words. I already know their whole story.
Right.
And I can sense their energy and what their agenda is about.
I wouldn't go near them.
I wouldn't go out to lunch or dinner with these guys or anything else. I wouldn't be in the same room with them because I don't know what I would do if I was in the same room with them.
I know. I agree. And also, that's the thing. That's the thing about these people. They don't hide it. They don't hide their agenda. They put it out there in glowing, you know, papers and on their websites and everything. They don't lie about it because the Great Reset is even bigger than that. They also want to control the food supply, control all the money. Smart, like you said about the nanoparticles, what they're for is surveillance of our data as human beings. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to happen. But there's another reset going on, I believe, also that will return power to the people. And the money that has been hoarded and stolen from the taxpayers for decades by a foreign entity on U.S. soil under the guise mm-hmm. of our taxes is also being rooted out. And I believe that the Vatican and the City of London have both been infiltrated, mainly under the original executive order that Trump put through for human and child trafficking. Has really cleaned out a lot of the cabal and the amount of gold and money that they've been sitting on and hoarding while the Pope, the faux Pope, comes out and he says that we need to be more generous. You have $8 billion of gold in your basement there in the Vatican, sir. Maybe it's you that needs to be more generous, you know, and then, it's the same playbook they've been doing. It's interesting because Trump would say once in a while, I think it was 187. There's this invisible enemy has hit 187 countries or da da da. And it's the same number as the central banks.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to think that this is about money and about not losing control of the Fed or this whole plandemic that they created in a lab. And then they come out and they say, the WHO says it wasn't created in a lab. And I'm like, that's because they created it in the lab.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane. I know everything's going to go back to the Treasury. And you look at all that money that they have stole, which is being repatriated, you might say. A lot of it. And a lot of these people that have just made billions and billions of dollars, their assets are going to be seized. If some of them have already.
They have already.
Into the Treasury. So when it's all said and done, all this lack is manufactured.
All of it.
People realize how abundant things are once they remove the suppressors or these other people.
Right.
You know, the whole lid's going to come off. We're going to have, you know, fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, med beds, everything is going to come out. as soon as we get rid of this suppressive global elite CCP group out of the way, I mean, it's a whole new world's going to unfold. And I think a lot of people are going to have really trouble adjusting to not being a slave.
Exactly. There's going to be, that's why I keep saying to people, because I get attacked. I didn't really. And then the last 2 weeks, the attacks have been off the charts against me. And a lot of people I know, not just me, but the truth is that on the other side of this, I fully firmly believe and have never given up belief in this, that the future, the best is yet to come, isn't a slogan. It's actually true. And, but there are going to be masses of people that still are the people that watch CNN and read the New York Times and stuff that will, go through a grieving period, especially wherever the Epstein case is, when that comes out and people see that people that they thought were their heroes or whatever, what the crimes really were and what they're involved in on such a massive scale, plus the complete and total fraud that our IRS has been all this time and the District of Columbia Corporation, and that we're all owned by our birth certificates and they trade them, and make billions. They're sitting on quadrillions of dollars. Yeah. And there shouldn't be one homeless person on this planet, let alone starving. And then, and we were sold out by our last four presidents because the CCP and Bill Gates are the biggest landowners in America. And if you drive cross country, I did 2 years ago, you're going to see desolate, abandoned farmland for hundreds of miles in every direction. That should all be flowing over with food and cattle and everything good because it exists. And the EPA has always been the opposite. It's only been to hold us back. And then when he's cutting the Keystone Pipeline, that's when I was like, okay, come on. When do I get out of this movie?
Yeah, I mean, how many thousands of jobs got killed there? Yeah, you really look at the handwriting on the wall by shutting down all these farms, that food's going to go up off the scale, and they're going to bring their GMO farming and everything else, and they're going to make billions off of that. It's not as if they didn't make billions off the fake vaccines and all the other crap they're doing.
Right. And, well, they're already warning of the famine, and I'm thinking, okay, Bill Gates, the vaccines didn't work. Let's starve them.
Yeah, I'm really lucky because I live out in the middle of nowhere right here, and I'm surrounded by farmers and
Great.
Trump signs everywhere here.
I love it. Yeah.
These are really solid people, you know. And there's everything here. There's a major fruit growing operations here. There's grain. There's everything is going on here, and so it's going to be hard. And these guys know what's going on. They're very educated,
right?
And They call me Cosmic James, So I'm actually, I know a lot of the Baptist ministers and the people here, and we're good. We're all good.
Right. So, yeah. We just got to stay positive. And for the people that are going to go through this, this popping out of this matrix, this grief, this exposed to the darkness that we know is there and that they don't see, it's going to be hard. But, that's why I keep doing this, because I feel like as long as I get do the research and get out facts and truth and then other things and tell people to do their own research, that it's out there, that we can prepare people better. And then on the other side, there's going to be a lot of healing needed from people that feel terribly betrayed, because since the murder of JFK, basically everything that's happened has been to harm the American people, not the American people all over the world. Yeah. And to make us sicker and make us more desperate and put us in debt. And you know what? It's over. And I can't wait till the reveal. But like I said, it's people should be just working on themselves, doing what they can to get messages out, staying positive and getting ready for their best life ahead rather than waiting for some kind of time, because the time's going to be when it's least dangerous for humanity.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's all about consciousness. There's a war, and it's a multidimensional war, and it's about consciousness, and it's a war on your consciousness. And I was telling people, don't get upset when, there's a big low there for a while and things didn't happen. Everybody is really upset. And I go, that's where they want you. Don't go there. Don't let them take you down, And I said, if you meditate and tap into the big picture, you'll see the end, where this goes, the ending. Right. And then that gives you strength to carry on, and you're not down in that lower frequency where they can manipulate you through the mass media and all the other crap they're throwing at you 24/7, you know? So that's what I've been telling people, just get out in nature, meditate, get in touch with the big plan, you know, and realize that, you know, in the end, God wins, period. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so
yeah.
Okay. Whatever they do, they're just, you know, everything is being accelerated and amplified. So their karma is going to be accelerated and amplified.
Exactly.
And also too, it's going to be exposed. Everything that, you know, this is the time where everything, no rock is left unturned. Everything gets uncovered.
Right.
You know, so.
And it will be glorious, because I'm about ready for it.
Me too. And
well, let's do this again sometime. I'm getting my my notice, and I think that I really love your thinking. I like how you think, and I know that we're on the same page, and we both believe that you know, we are witnessing the honestly the Great Awakening, but also a really dark to light scenario that has a great, wonderful ending. And I'm ready for it, but I'm also patient enough to know it's not up to me. It's up to something much bigger than myself and yourself. And that's a good thing. Exactly. It is biblical. And
what's the best way for people to get in contact with you if they want to find out more?
Oh, how nice. There's all these fake channels on YouTube that aren't me. My only channel on YouTube is the Mel Kay Show, but a bunch of other people have started them. God bless them. And then, but my other hub is BitChute, the Mel Kay Show. And www.themelkayshow.com. And I'm very responsive, and I like to learn. So anyone that has anything to say that I want to know, let me know. And I like being wrong too. So if I'm ever wrong and people have proof that they're right, I like that, because that's how you learn. Exactly. And that's it. Everything is good. And I'm really positive. It was great talking to you today, because I need a little positive light energy.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank
and keep up the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, we're out of time, but we can go further than this some other time. But
yes. Okay, let's do it again soon. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a great day. All right.
Bye-bye.
James Gillen signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And just watch this all unfold and don't get caught up in the drama. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.